And gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. If you go there and check out our featured interviews, we're running up to the 1 year anniversary from the show, and you know, there'd be plenty of people that have doubted us, and I can only cackle in response because we have fabulous news today, and basically, I'm going to try an experiment here. When you pick up a mainstream newspaper and you read the jargon and the BS, to a normal person, it appears like a normal sentence. But to me, who knows an awful lot more about perhaps the news than the newscasters themselves, and that's not any great achievement, mind you. You can do that within a week of watching documentaries online. Believe me, I know. I did it. These people are pretty freaking silly. When you read an article, or when you have a look at a, say, for example, a web page of a news organization, themes begin to pop up to you. For example, the main themes that are to try and keep you in a lower fear-based paradigm with a lower vibrational stature and whatnot, not high resonating frequency like when you're in love or when you're happy or joyful. And this is well documented. This frequency kind of thing does exist. It's like an energy pulse in your body, and it is either, I'm not sure if it's causality, or whether it's reactive to what your moods are. But there's certainly a link. Anyway, headlines. Top story in the whole of New Zealand is teen death. Chronic's role probed. Chronic, for those of you who are unaware, is a legal substance currently. But it is touted to be a artificial replacement for weed, whilst, of course, not actually being quote-unquote artificial, but made with natural herbs and whatnot. But, of course, I don't know the understood. I mean, I've smoked it, and quite frankly, it is just as powerful. But it's a very, very different sensation. It doesn't feel like you've got energy or a huge amount of thought or whatnot, but for some reason you feel compelled to just sit and relax and sort of sink back and almost nod off. It's more or less like a tranquilizer would be my definition. And so what they're doing now is they're investigating the effects of this drug or herb in a teen's death. Now, that's the number one story in the whole country. One person dies, and they've probably been drinking as well. And all of a sudden, oh, that stuff's really terrible. We need to make sure that we crack down on it. And surely enough, who's actually involved in this massive, we're going to tout this one small incident and then blow it out of proportion and then pass laws to destroy everything else about the rest of us doing this time? Oh, yes, that's right. It's Peter Dunne, the guy who made a deal with Helen Clark's government a long time ago, more like 10, 11 years ago, to only give his support and therefore the ability to govern to the Labour Party if cannabis was off the agenda for the entire time. Okay? The guy is an absolute fanatic and he is crazy too. No, seriously, I know somebody personally who lives down in Wellington, who once was called to cover one of Peter Dunne's conferences. Okay? This big, big hall and everything, you know, there were tables set out and, you know, full-on buffet and the whole works, you know. He had a big microphone, whatever. There were freaking six people there. Nobody cared about him. And that's the problem with him. They listen to him speak, and surely enough, he's quite charismatic. And he goes up to the camera people after he's done speaking to the small conclave of people. And he persuades the camera person to follow him out to his car. All right, you keep going, come on, come on, come on, follow me, out to the car, out to the car. And then, as he's almost to his car, he then takes his hand and shoves their camera, okay? Shoves it. And then gets into his car and drives away. Later on in the news, it's reported that Peter Dunne was being harangued by the media outside his fully packed conference. That's the person who the main story is all about, as far as I'm concerned. Another witch hunt from another expletive that rhyme with witch hunt. And more drugs and get this. There's another couple of articles that are on here. Drug dogs to check St. Kent's ball guests. Oh, and I heard this a similar story now, that when kids are going into their school balls in the United States, they're being scanned and having to put all their metallic objects and all of that kind of stuff. And now the TSA wants to get in on the action as well, and they want to experience the full body gropage that the TSA can give you for only $5 an hour at 0900 TSA LMC. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Thank you very much for the little plug from the TSA. They will love you, ladies and gentlemen. They will love you nearly and dearly. As I'm sure will happen to a lot of ball guests. And get this. Four top stories. Teen death related to drugs. Drug dogs to check St. Ball guests. And drugs hidden Harrod's hamper. This is one where like somebody smuggled a couple of hundred ecstasy tablets into New Zealand in a Harrod's duffel bag. Harrod's is a very, you know, popular chain of class and establishment in the UK, kind of thing, kind of like Bloomingdale's or whatever. And last one here, police probe bullies attack on schoolgirl. Right, now, have you noticed that every single thing on the top one involves emergency services of some description? Okay, police, drug dogs, catching drugs, investigating drugs. Is that what they really want us to all be talking about? Where is the education in all of this? They don't tell you anything. They don't tell you why the current drug laws are the way they are. All right. Here's a point. The Big Day Out. A lot of people know about the Big Day Out. It's an international music festival where, 200,000 people or something get together in stadiums all across the world one by one to experience, so close to 180 bands. They'll pay through the day and just until the end of the night. And in Australia, they had drug dogs outside the gates. And a young girl was killed because in a panic of getting busted by the cops, she swallowed 5 ecstasy pills. And she died. Okay? That's what happens when you introduce intimidation into a situation where ultimately nobody really would have gotten harmed. For example, at a school ball, if somebody were to say, for example, swallow ecstasy tablets or instead give those ecstasy tablets out to other students, the amount of death that would be causing them would be statistically impossible, pretty much. The amount of water you need to drink in order to drown yourself, which is often the big fear that people have about ecstasy, is upwards of 12 liters or more, depending on your size. Not 100% sure on the numbers on that, but it's an awful lot. And most people who try ecstasy often have an interesting sensation of being in love or being very interested or being alive, or they like to touch things. Everything has an interesting sensation to the fingertips. And they don't realize where ecstasy comes from. The common vernacular, they call it E, but in the old days, E stood for empathy. You know why? Because it was prescription only for family violence. They'd give this to violent fathers and send them home to their kids. And their fathers would just love their kids, be really interested in their kids, like hugging them because they feel real nice and soft and they enjoy everything about them. And they'd find that they'd freaking never touch them again. But of course, it had to be illegalized because you can't have effective things like that on the marketplace. But sure enough, black markets emerge, and it just turns out that the medication is extremely unregulated, and there's no warning labels on them. There's no guiding tools. I mean, when people take pharmaceutical drugs or A class or B class or even C class drugs, and they don't understand anything about those substances before they put them into their bodies, they really are playing Russian roulette with their mind. Some drugs can be extremely powerful, and often people will get lost. I've talked to many people who took, for example, a psilocybin magic mushrooms, I believe that's how you pronounce it, I forget, and got transported to another dimension, that of hell, quite literally. There were demons and snakes and giant insects and fire and blood and pain and anguish everywhere. And he felt as though he'd been there a week, you know, like inside his mind. And when he came out of it, he was changed forever, and not in a good way. Became really withdrawn, really depressed and upset and things of that nature, because nobody was there to remind him to shake him and say, "Hey, mate, it's just all in your head. Okay, wake up. Look at what's going on. Understand where you are. Understand that what's happening to you is just the effect of a drug. Okay, and it will blow over. There's no need to worry about it. Just go with it." Nobody's there to tell these people, if the occasion should arise, that they can't handle it. That's why a lot of people have very bad drug experiences. That's why a lot of people sometimes have their lives ruined through addiction and several other things. And this goes back, statistically speaking, to the lack of parenting. This is what the news should really be reporting, mind you. What I'm saying here is what the headlines should really be. Just telling people the links between these current events and their histories, and a stunningly different message comes out at you, doesn't it? Just a little bit more information, please, mainstream media. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. They talk about how they've got length limits and they've got this and they've got that. It's all a bunch of baloney. They can write 6 pages of a newspaper with nothing but the wedding of William and Kate, and they can't give us a quarter of a page to explain the history of cannabis prohibition? You know? Give me a break. You're full of BS. The lot of you. All of you frontline reporters too, you're a bunch of morons. Sorry to say it, but it's true. And I know so, not only from first-hand experience, but from first-hand experience accounts of experienced journalists, award-winning journalists, who I've interviewed on this show, like Ian Wishart and Claire Swinney from Investigate Magazine. This is the reality, people. You're being fed garbage by morons. That is your media. They don't know nothing about what they're talking about. They talking to the wrong people. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood show, however, and you're not that gullible, I hope. Because instead, you get brainwashed into thinking that, hey, I can make a difference in this world. And there's an interesting little twist and turn behind everything, isn't there? We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love.
Is it?
Ooh. It's because it's when everything is just right.
There's nothing is, yeah.
good on TV.
There's nothing good on at all. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the deadly serious Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. I can't even say deadly serious with a straight face. I'm sorry. Check us out at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. You can join us in the chat room there if you prefer. But continuing on, but not on the drug sense of it. I think that's been done to death. The other side of the media today, Dan Carter. Oh yes, everybody loves him. Dan Carter is a rugby player. You know, the equivalent to in any kind of top sportsman in the world that's like in the public spotlight and the underwear commercials, cereal boxes and all the television commercials, etc., etc., hunky sportsman, etc. He's everywhere. Now, Christchurch, as we all know, has been decimated. Obliterated, and many other adjectives that involve, in some cases, even four or five syllables. And he's coming home. Dan Carter's taking off, but home is where the sludge is. Now, of course, the earthquake is a, well, let me talk about, other than drugs, the earthquake is the number one story in New Zealand, or nothing else now. In my opinion, in cases like that where the earthquake just doesn't, you know, rattle you for a big jolt once and then stay reasonably okay with a little rattle here or there for at least a couple of years, if it's going to keep shaking and shaking and shaking, oh man, let's just get out of there. And I say build a new city, fully planned, fully independent housing. Nobody needs to hook into a central grid, you know, fully high tech, self-cleaning homes. Man, that would be awesome. Well, then I wouldn't have to clean up after myself. Imagine the kind of slovenly filth you could pack and stack into those kind of establishment houses. It'd be great. You could have new centrally planned railway lines where all the slave blocks, all the slaves can go to work along. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd just be a fabulous Agenda 21 future. Either that, or they're going to persist in wasting the public's money in rebuilding Christchurch, only to see it keep toppling over. Because, of course, the entire city is built on none other than sand. Why do you think there's so much liquefaction? Seriously, there is liquid and water and silt and muck and sludge and sewage seeping out of the ground all over Christchurch. It stinks, it's dirty, it's just full on gross. And it's the result of what happens when you fill sand and put dirt over it and whatnot, over a wetland. Okay? We need to develop our cities where they're out of nature's natural path. This is what I'm talking about. You just be somewhere, have large settlements in places where there are no floodplains, and then you're sweet, basically. You ain't got to worry about floods. Storms are very minor because you don't have the extra added worry of, say, for example, the Mississippi Delta now filling up like water in a bathtub. Now, I heard a lot of theories that there was a massive drill going on, emergency disaster drill, which happen all the time, and they always happen, incidentally, right before massive disasters. And they were having it along the New Madrid Fault Line. Now, the New Madrid Fault Line basically runs right along the Mississippi Delta. It goes from the Great Lakes of North America right down into the Gulf of Mexico. And what they've postulated is that because of the Gulf of Oil Cano incident, where lava tubes and oil reservoirs the size of Canada have been pierced deep underwater and deep underground, it's forcing oil and volcanic materials into the fault line and making it more slick and more likely to have a massive earthquake. And what they said then was that the Great Lakes would then tip into the Mississippi Delta and run all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. They're 600 feet, or is it 600 meters? I think it was 600 feet above sea level. So you'd be talking about a 600-foot wall of water that would cascade all the way down from Chicago and Wisconsin and whatnot down to Louisiana and wipe out everything in between. That's what they're talking about. And lo and behold, of course, it doesn't turn out to be that bad, but lo and behold, the Mississippi, she is flooding a storm. Mm-hmm. Not a 600-foot wall of water, but a wall of water nonetheless that keeps rising and soon might wind up being 600 feet. Who knows? I don't know. But there is also this nuclear disaster in Nebraska to think about. Well, it's not a disaster yet. They're on an island and they've got backups and pumps and whatnot. So they'll probably be sweet. That's what I've heard. But the other part of it is that people will be going all on about how terrible that situation is, but they'll be distracted by others. For example, this just in, radiation is already killing babies. Natural news. Newborn babies are the most vulnerable of all beings. Vulnerability says it all when it comes to a newborn infant. Children deserve the best medical treatment from the best form of medicine human intelligence can implement, but what they get is governmental interference and neglect. And below we see the first information coming in. The radiation that the government is saying is safe and harmless and a very low concentration is already killing babies on the west coast of the United States, where death rates are spiking. Who cares about the babies that die? Our government certainly doesn't. It is outrageous and tragic that our government and many of our doctors don't care. Certainly we will never see medical officials caring about the deaths of infants caused by vaccines on a regular basis. The government's identity has grown to such beastly proportions that these days everyone who is not them is an enemy. Even the babies. So let's have a look at this. 4 weeks on March 19th, 37 deaths, average 9.25 per week. And 10 weeks, ending May 28th, 2011, 125 deaths, 12.5 per week. Okay, so this amounts to an increase of 35%. The total of the entire US rose about 2.3%, and it's just 10 weeks after the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. In 2001, the infant mortality was 6.8 per 1,000 live births. And that increased to 6.845 in 2007. And all years from 2002 to 2007 were higher than the 2001 rate. This is startling evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that the government is covering up Fukushima just like Chernobyl was covered up. And this is something like 50 times worse than Chernobyl. How many of you eat seafood? How many of you know that you can't eat that anymore? Any of it? Don't mistake it here. The entire Pacific Ocean, the fish basket of the world is contaminated. Very, very contaminated. Which leads me to speculate that perhaps also the coastlines of all our countries are now contaminated too. Anybody go swimming around the Pacific Rim? Huh? A lot of us do. I don't know, man. This is like, I can kind of understand where the media is coming from by not reporting it at all and instead reporting on drugs and school balls and such like that. When we have an infant death mortality increasing 35% on the west coast of the United States and 2% overall? Huh? What does a few high school kids taking some drugs amount to in comparison with that? There's something that the scales are off the charts here. The airborne plutonium materials. This is the most foolish. It's like Wile E. Coyote could not have devised a worse nuclear plant than the Fukushima Daiichi facility. I'm not kidding. They may as well have had frickin' rubber bands running the place. They stored 40 years of used plutonium rods above, which remain active for, upwards of thousands of years. Thousands of years. And they store these, wait for it, right above the reactor core. And three reactor cores have blown up and are now melting down. Goodness knows what's happening to the other, like, I think there might be five or six there. I don't know. But the proportions are out, off the freaking charts, man. This is red alert, mankind. Red alert. There is a heck of a lot of radiation cascading down on you as we speak. If you are pregnant or if you've got young children, you need to be taking every precaution. You need to be wearing plastic ponchos and plastic bags on your feet. And when you come in from outside, you need to leave those clothes that you had on outside. Don't bring them in with you. And you need to go inside directly and have a shower. But of course, the water supply is contaminated too. So you're just basically bathing yourself in radiation to get rid of the radiation. Okay, well, that's the best you can do. The other possibility is get the hell out of there, man. I mean, it's, you know, if ever there was a need for seasonal migration, this is it. Because it's open season on radioactivity, and my goodness, does there need to be a massive migration into the southern hemisphere. All right, currently the northern hemisphere has the bulk of the world's population. Southern hemisphere is relatively unpopulated. I'm sure people will be more than accommodating if you bring copious amounts of materials and stuff with you, you know, to build houses and whatnot. I know a dude down in Rotorua who makes earthquake-proof housing that floats. So just in case another Fukushima Daiichi-type tsunami earthquake happens, you'll at least be able to float merrily along with all of the debris and won't be able to get hurt in the process. So that's comforting, I thought. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
In the Schwarzenegger sense of the word. Yeah. Down with the housekeeper. Oh, yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And I got something from the chat room that I want to read out here. I'll have to paraphrase it in some points because there's some R-rated language that we can't use under FCC regulations. And he says, Vinny, you're right on the money. The reason of this insanity over the few weeks, what would be the point in the elite wanting to amass more money when at the end of the day, it's just zeros added to a computer, which they add, so nothing gained. It's the unrestricted access to whatever sexual fantasy these sick Fs want to enact, more often than not involving children, etc. And I've got to say, you know, right on. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about the child trafficking rings and the Vatican and all of these other things. People have got different tastes, I find, because the truth movement, because the New World Order is really compartmentalized, the truth movement has become, there's this kind of schism. Well, we've become compartmentalized in order to cope with resisting them. Like, we've only got our one particular area of focus, like, I'm so against chemtrails, I'm going to go out to a chemtrail protest, I'm going to do this and all that, I'm going to make a documentary or whatever. Somebody comes up to you about HAARP, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm a little bit interested in that, you know, and it connects on and on. But very few people connect the dots all the way back to child trafficking and kidnapping and all of that kind of the most awful stuff. And quite frankly, I don't want to spend too much time on it on this show either because it chills me out. But I think it's enough to actually mention it so that those who do want to know about the worst of the worst of the worst can get back into it. Now, okay, this is great. Continuing on with the radiation news, coming to a store near you, ladies and gentlemen, this is from Fox News. Is iodine-131 killing babies in Philadelphia? Deaths up 48% since radiation levels spiked in tap water. This is what's going on. It's only where it's being tested is it being reported. okay? And they've shut down most of the testing facilities. They've shut down the monitoring stations for, quote, recalibration on the West Coast. Okay? There is a lot of radiation in the air. Get out of there. You know? Or if you are there, there are like 100 different herbs and spices and stuff like that that you can take, which work just as well as the other. All right? Research. Okay? Just because it's the end of the world doesn't mean you actually have to die. And, you know, a lot of people will refuse to admit what a Geiger counter can confirm. They'll just blatantly refuse. They'll just be like, nah, there's nothing going on. That happened all the way over there. There's no way billions of and trillions upon quadrillions upon squillions of zillions of frickin' dust particles that afloat that are like lighter than air, like an ash cloud from a volcano, can stretch over a whole ocean. There's no way, even though it's been documented that it happens all the time. And it's currently happening right now in a way never before seen. This gargantuan snake of jet stream fueled plutonic death is currently blowing in the wind. Oh my goodness. Sounds like a great song to do a remix on, you know. How many generations must die of birth defects? The answer is blowing in the wind. That's about right, as far as I'm considering it from this day and age and this standpoint. But conveniently, at least in the legislative sense, New Zealand is committed to being nuclear free. But I wonder how successful they're going to be at that once the entire ocean is contaminated. How can we be nuclear free if, I don't know, perhaps we're just sitting around bathing in a radioactive sea? You know, we're like a donut swimming in milk, getting leached with the stuff. Oh, God. The mind reels about how different society is now going to be. You know, and maybe I'm being an alarmist. I'll probably say I am being a bit of an alarmist. After all, I'm only reporting what the top nuclear scientists in the world have been interviewed on credible radio shows and mainstream media. Sorry. I'm just giving you the facts. You know, I don't make up what these facts are. Well, sometimes I do. No. If I'm making an example or something. But the problem becomes that the mainstream media simply isn't telling you. And it makes it even more of a shock because you haven't heard it before. You know? And then it scares you even more because you haven't heard it before from the mainstream media. You make a wonder why the hell they're covering this up. And for me, you know, like I say, I can really, really now understand 100% totally why they're covering it up. Because people would automatically get freaked out. Economies would collapse. Revolutions everywhere. People will be fighting over the last remaining scraps of uncontaminated food sources. New Zealand will probably easily get invaded, I reckon. You know, I've got a good line of sight from my balcony overlooking a big valley and stuff like that, but I'm no soldier or whatever. I know plenty of them, though, who can scramble together in a pinch, go bush, you know, guerrilla warfare. That's basically the only way you could fight anybody if you're a New Zealander, because we've got no army really to speak of, but our special forces on the other hand are known as the best special forces in the world. and they're really very small in number, but each and every one of those soldiers costs about $1 million in training. That's how much of an efficient killing machine they can make a human being these days. For $1 million. Imagine what your $1 million soldier would look like. You know, he's not the $6 million man, like he's not bionic or nothing, but you know, he can do pretty amazing stuff. He can kill you with his thumb. You know, some description. Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, we have a slightly fabulous guest for you. So coming up soon, Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz, if the board man is getting in there. But yeah. Anyway, I've got to sort of try and get them up somehow and get the board up to respond. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I've ticked the boxes, whatnot. So they'll be coming on in a minute if we're very lucky. And I really wanted to think what the real solution is to this kind of radiation problem. And there's some practical health solutions. In fact, I have a copy of Uncensored magazine here, ladies and gentlemen. How to protect yourself from radiation. Now, this is the new issue of the magazine, and I'll be getting into some of the health solutions that you can get to protect yourself from radiation after the break, which we may also be joined by Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz, who have some breaking news for us. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, lead alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to hour number two of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the lighter side of genocide. Two very marvellous, fabulous, and special guests for you, ladies and gentlemen, that like to join us every Friday. One of the two most demonised couples in the truth movement. It's Sherry Kane. From SherryKane.com and Len Horowitz from DrLenHorowitz.com. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Hey, Vinny. Thanks for having us on again.
Hi, Vinny.
Well, I wanted to get into health solutions for the radiation for a little bit, if I may. And I just wanted to kind of read out a few highlights here. We've got ginkgo biloba, echinacea, ginseng, or rather Panax ginseng, curcumin, orientin, vichenin, ochimum sanctum, which is basil, incidentally enough, a little bit of chlorella, garlic, and vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, and selenium. You know, and all of these are pretty easy to find. So I think, you know, get yourself a manual out, find out which of your local foods have got these type of ingredients in them, and particularly look for health food supplements of some kind, because you're really going to need something in concentrated form, preferably liquid. Or something of that nature would be my advice, but I'm not a medical doctor. I can't give advice, so you really have to do your own research. But fortunately, we have Len, who is a doctor. What would your advice be, Len?
Well, thanks. You know, there's a bunch of people out there that are claiming that my doctorate in medical dentistry doesn't afford me the opportunity to provide nutritional advice. And that's hogwash. If you remember correctly, the dentists were the first ones who were saying that nutrition is really important to prevent tooth decay. And I happened to study with one of the foremost educators in the field of nutrition. His name is Abraham Nisel. He literally wrote the textbook used by all dental schools on nutrition. And I knew him personally. I really liked the guy. He was a real sweetheart. He's passed away now. But also there was the top researcher in the whole field of nutrition was also a dentist as well as a medical doctor. He had a double degree. And Sharansky was his name. Sharansky was world-renowned. And I didn't study with him, but Nisel made sure that we read all of his works. So he's a brilliant man. So everything that you mentioned really works very similarly to boost immunity. They're antioxidants largely, and those are very beneficial for reducing free radicals, which cause your white blood cell bodyguards to get distracted off of the job that they're supposed to be doing, which is cleaning up dead cells and fighting cancer cells. The issue of radiation, of course, the primary one is where the radiation causes genetic damage and then cells start to grow wildly. And that's exactly the job for the white blood cell bodyguards, to seek out and destroy that which is not you and basically support that which is you, your own natural cells, normal cells. And frankly, that then takes us into the realm beyond nutrition into spirituality and to psychology, because if you don't know how magnificent, capable, worthy, wonderful you are, and you have all these issues of self-esteem and social stress, well, then that really is not you. And that then, how can your immune system function if you don't know who you are and your spirituality is being blocked? Then fundamentally, you have your white blood cell bodyguards being undermined by your psychopathology virtually. And so this is a broad issue. You know, I have to look back at my own family history when we talk about cancer risks with radiation or anything. My grandfather, it's a story I've told many times on past videos I've done. He died when he wanted to die at age 93 after smoking non-filtered Camel cigarettes for about 80 years. And I was there when the physician did the autopsy. The long story short is that he wanted to die because my father and my uncle took his beloved wife, Betty, away from him and put her in a nursing home, and he wanted to care for her, and he protested by dying. And when the autopsy was done, I stood 6 feet from my father when the physician came from the morgue and autopsy report said, "Mr. Horowitz, I can't for the life of me understand how your father could have lived for the last 20 years. Every bone, muscle, and organ throughout his entire body was riddled with cancer." And that stuck with me. What kept that man alive was the number one that keeps all of us alive is caring and sharing for another human being in a meaningful way. That's the commitment. It's a spiritual loving blessing that unless we have that, no matter what you take nutritionally, it ain't going to buy you another moment of time on this planet. So it's a holistic approach. Nutrition is important. In the healthyworldstore.com, we've got a number of products that deal with the not only the concepts that I'm talking about and the holistic health education material, but the nutritionals that you're talking about. We've got some great products that boost natural immunity, that clear up the blood from these negative ions and radiation types of damage, particles, proteins, as well as this concept that brown seaweed extract is extremely important.
Also chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll is a wonderful new product.
We have a raw food product. It's 528 Alive. It has like 528 in it through the chlorophyll, and it really is great. And then Zeolife to clean out the blood.
Yeah, so we've got a chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll you can also find in a lot of leafy green vegetables and even grass. It was an interesting thing is that grass, you know how grass doesn't get sunburnt, right? Well, apparently if you roll around in grass, you know, like wet grass or whatever, and you get green grass and stuff all over your back, and then you're in the sun all day, you don't get sunburn. Like a natural sunscreen.
Yeah, and there's so many miracles about grass and chlorophyll that we're coming out with a book of 528. And we're proving that 528 hertz frequency, and not just proving with minimal evidence, we actually now know how the Creator works to create everything. And it involves a lot of love and harmony through mathematics and music. And 528 hertz frequency, you know, you'll understand why there's 5,280 feet in a measured mile, and why without the circles, or why 528 is intimately connected to pi phi in the arch of a circle, and its specific sacred geometry of a circle is used by all measurement systems. Like pi and phi are the universal constants in mathematics and physics, and they depend heavily on the number 528, which interestingly enough happens to be the precise color of chlorophyll. It's the heart of the universe. It's the heart of the rainbow. So you know the concept, as above, so below. What's true in the macrocosm is true in the world of the microscopic realm of DNA and cells and monoatomics. And when you understand that it's all scaled by the same scale of math. So in other words, God's law, the word, is math-based. It's God's language is math for creation. And so if we understand that, and we understand the heart is where the love is, and also faith is where the heart is, and joy is in your heart, and bravery is in your heart, what we're doing with the 528 love revolution is literally opening people's hearts worldwide. And as more people transpose their music on 528records.com, 528records.com is a musical transposition site where you can actually now transpose your music into this love frequency, and not simply then enjoy your favorite music, but it literally be healed by it. It's medicinal music. And so also it opens other people's hearts, so that we get this whole concept of spiritual renaissance shifting in people's real heart mind, which is far more powerful than the ego mind. And that's where we're being embattled. That's why we're being hideously attacked by really stupid people who wish to try to these truths.
Hey, that is true. Actually, I go into bat for you a lot on YouTube, Len, because I think it was like the other day we introduced I think a guy from the UK, a Wide Shot UK, is YouTube, and he's pretty big, and he's got like something like 3,000 YouTube subscribers. And somebody comments on the video, "Why did you add Len Horowitz in there? Don't you know he's a Knight of Malta?" And I said to him, "Look, mate, you haven't done any research, you should really like go and figure out, you know, what the detail is on that list and whether or not it's real, and you know, because obviously it's not real." But he sent me this video. And it was you at some kind of way back in the day conference. I think it might have been in like 2002 or something. You were on one end of the table and Tex Mars was on the other, and there was about maybe 10 of you up there in front of the stand or whatever. And you were talking about your knighthood or something of that nature. Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah, Vinny, that was last year. Doug Millar, who is a right-hand man of the COINTELPRO leaders, including Ted Gunderson and Dr. Truat, had commanded control over the whole conference to make my falsely alleged knighting of in Malta knights the issue. And what I'm about to do, actually we're now doing, is this year's conference is going up. The main portion you probably want to see that addresses this precise issue.
I just sent him part one of that main portion. I sent him part one, two, and three, but the last video I sent you out of the three was dealt with this COINTELPRO issue, and I'm going to be sending you other ones as well.
Yeah, and actually within the next hour, we're going to be posting on YouTube addressing this issue of where that false list came from, who did it, why they did it, and how they're really not just stupid. These are really dumbing down, as well as stupid, sloppy agents of Central Intelligence and FBI that are used to foment unrest. They are absolute Jew haters, and they are extreme racists, and their whole mission is to create dissident targeting, as well as confusion against targeted dissidents, discrediting their targets, such as what they're trying to do with me. And now they're going to try to do with you because simply you've come to bat for me. That's the way they work. And we're about to expose them with hard, solid evidence for anybody with a brain cell left operating. They'll be able to see.
That's precisely the reason why when he replied to me with that video and I watched it, I go, dude, what are you talking about? Because this guy accuses you of like being a Vatican assassin. It's just like so ridiculous. It's like, it's not even worth talking about. And you know, these people, they're so desperate for gratification for their racism and their hate that he messages me back like about 12 minutes later, you know, about the length of the video, the time it would have taken to watch it, as in like hanging on every one of his words and whatever. And he goes, too shy to respond, huh?
Yeah, you know what? They posted a fake audio sex tape about us online, and the woman in the tape sounded like Edith Bunker. And it was me. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. My ex said to me, so when did Gene Stapleton come back from the dead?
Yeah. I was right in the background. I go, you are my Horowitz. You are my Horowitz.
We're the Harrow-Kane now. Yeah, the perfect storm.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're calling us. So we're actually going to use that. We think that's a brilliant concept. We are COINTELPRO's worst nightmare, Harrow-Kane. And we're going to put underneath of the graphic the link to TrueOt.com.
Which we have now. His name, we have a domain for it.
Yeah, and it's in exposing these guys. Now, this is like, I've got to share
this. I got a website. Yeah. Citizen Horror Kane.
There you go.
.com.
Citizen Horror, that's a good one. So we've got the question that I'm being asked now, because most people are disgusted by the trash talk, the sexist issues that these fools are raising constantly, as well as their anti-Semitic hate lies. That people are fed up and they're asking me, why are you giving it any attention? Why don't you just let it go? And the answer to that is not just simply a personal vendetta. You know, again, I've had a long, wonderful career and that these guys want to spoil. Well, you know, I'm not going to sit back and let them do that. But that's not really why I'm doing it, because if it was smart for me to evade it, I would evade it. But it's not smart. You know why? Because these guys control our brains. Literally, what you know out there listening about the Illuminati, what you think you know about the Bush family, about all of this stuff, you now can see these guys in COINTELPRO, by their own admission, were sent by CIA, NSA, FBI, to infiltrate and literally create the entire genre of conspiracy and conspiracy theory in order to control their opposition.
Well, Truod even admits that he liked Bush. He voted for him. So, I mean, and he doesn't deny that he still does. He likes him. We know who they're all working for. So.
But again, it's not. It's yeah,
there was this great feminist T-shirt that says, "The only Bush that I trust is my own."
That's cute. But again, I'm doing what I'm doing, and I pray that I'll have the time to move on to the 528 Love Revolution and making music and celebrating and attending festivals and connecting with musicians worldwide and giving seminars, in-service training programs to the top musicians so that they understand what happened to the music and where we could actually be with playing and retuning to A444 instead of A440, which brings your C into 528, and then you can actually vibrate in sync with nature and God's heart, the heart.
So for the layman who's not familiar, what is the 528 frequency? I mean, like, frequency in general, I'm not sure if people quite understand it. I mean, I'm certainly sure that I don't fully understand every frequency yet, but perhaps you could elaborate on it a little more.
Sure. Just think of that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love. That's radiating 528. Just think of every breath you take. It is inspired primarily, fundamentally, by 528 hertz frequency and 528 nanometers of light. So you have light and sound are both energies. They're frequencies.
So is there a frequency of hate as well as love?
Yes, that's exactly right. There's a dissonant frequency to love, which is hate and fear, and it is 741.
All right. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting on 741 FM. We'll be right back after the break.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
with me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations. I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison.
Just because I don't like it. Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show. The Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, the show that's all about tuning into the right frequency. That one, it's called 528 Hertz. It's the resonant frequency of love, baby. And you know it would be really awesome, Len, if we could like get like, I don't know, sell these massive tuning forks, like big ones, something that can frequent out an entire theatre hall or something of that nature during music performances and whatnot to like buzz everybody out on the love.
You could put a big loudspeaker in front of them and that would really generate the sound all over.
You know, but that's
to a microphone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the whole point of people transposing their music on 528records.com and the musicians retuning their instruments. The world's leading expert in analyzing frequencies for the orchestral tunings is in Europe. He's passed away now, but his name is Llewellyn Lloyd, and he published in the Royal Society of the Arts back in the early 40s, actually in the late 40s, when after a decade of tuning to what we're currently tuning as standard tuning, the A440, instead of A444, like I mentioned, he says that at the end of the orchestra concert, everybody's out of tune because the natural tendency of us, and particularly the musicians who are so sensitive and so loving and so intending their music to move people emotionally, that the natural tendency is to tune to 444, because your heart is in sync with that divine power and energy of love. And so he wrote that beautifully and powerfully in a protest to the Rockefeller institutionalization of the world's Western world's music to A440. And again, it never got very much airplay. And from the research that I've done, the standard tuning of the music has sourced from the Rockefeller Foundation's funded military weapons research in acoustic warfare. They determined back in 1938 that the most stressful, and we've been talking about stress, the most aggravating frequency in opposition to the love and harmony is the 741 note that happens to be your F sharp. When you're tuned to the standard tuning of A440, the F sharp note goes into that dissonant frequency and is very jarring to your heart. And so all of this is now part of the research and evidence that we've compiled in the book of 528 that's coming out in about 4 weeks. The hardcover copy is actually coming out in about 4 weeks now. And there's a toll-free number to people to call to order it ahead of time. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Or you can get an ebook right now downloaded for less than $10 at thebookof528.com.
Well, it sounds like a good idea, actually, to get yourself really attuned with the right ideas. And the problem I find, and I was watching television last night with my girlfriend, and we were watching advertisements, and then I just turned the TV off right in the middle of an advertisement, and went asked, okay, what ad were we watching? And he goes, I don't know. And that's the real thing about it is you go through life watching television, and you don't even know what you're watching. You're right. You're so unconscious.
And they put subliminal messaging in there too. And if you know, we don't even remember what we're watching, and it just kind of pops by our brain, plops into our brain. I mean, they're so advanced right now with what they're putting out that they can just put things out, and we don't even know it's subliminal messaging sometimes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at any Disney film or whatever, and there's so much in there. Like the Little Mermaid, for example. If you have a look at the front cover of the Little Mermaid DVD, there is a castle there. Within that castle, there are shapes of men's genitalia. All right, no kidding. They're right there, very clear, very obvious, and. That's what's really freaky about it is that these type of little sexual objects and things like that are actually freaking everywhere. There's a lot of videos on YouTube you can watch about this, how they're inserting sexual symbolism into advertisements, into children's films and things of that nature. And we can only guess what the effects are on society. I mean, how is society today more sexually conservative or more sexually explicit than, say, for example, society 25, 30 years ago?
Yeah, you know, and all of this plays into it plays into the pedophiles, to the child sex trafficking, to the stuff that we're exposing right now. You know, when you look at this, like this castle, and I'm looking at it right now on my screen, and you're right, there is images of phallic symbols within the picture. So what is that suggesting to whoever's watching it? And it's really disgusting that it's put into children's cartoons.
Well, it's like you say, it's subliminal. And the children don't even recognize these things. I mean, I'm sure even though you've seen the movie before, you never recognized it until somebody pointed it out. But all the while it's there, and supposedly most of your brain's capacity is active while you're unconscious. And so when subliminal flashes and images and words and things of that nature come across the screen, they get embedded into your subconscious and they start to influence your behavior while you're conscious and you don't even know why. That's the power.
You're absolutely right, and that's part of what it is. Again, that's why we're doing what we're doing. For all those people out there that are wondering, why does Horowitz persist with this? With Cain, because this is the Church of Satan, literally. You are absolutely looking at the results on our culture of the Church of Satan's orientation towards sexuality and pedophilia. The fact of the matter is that this whole concept of who is the Illuminati, who are they working through? Let's say MI6 or CIA and the Church of Satan. Let's say that they're those entities. What would explain, and Vinny, this is the only thing that would explain how these people can conduct such horrific atrocities and sleep at night, is because their neurology is switched. I urge everyone listening, if you're really a researcher and you want to know for sure what is causing this evil and this manipulation of the population by genocidalists, how can they govern this way and administer this way? It starts with child abuse and child sexual trauma. And to get the science on this, all you have to do online is input Douglas and Ressler of the FBI in Quantico and read their paper on the motivational model for sexual homicide. It's a famous FBI paper. It's what allows them, the FBI agents, to anticipate the activities of a serial killer and apprehend those guys. And what they have done, brilliant research in behavioral science, is analyzed the correlates and antecedents to this kind of insane murderous behavior. Correlates are things related to, antecedents are things that come before a person becomes a serial killer or a genocidalist. And what they have found is that it's always linked to child abuse and sexual abuse and trauma as a child, which then the child grows up and they then constantly try to act out because they were so susceptible and innocent, and they were disempowered to do anything to stop the abuse and the assault. They then live their lives trying to reassert their power over their victims. That's why they then search for innocent children. Pedophiles do. That's why they then attack these poor girls and they torture them and they dismember them and they do all sorts of these satanic rituals on them, because they grew up satanically molested and traumatized, which now you understand what was going on at Yale University in the Skull and Bones fraternity when they did these ritual murders. Now you understand how it is that people like Kissinger and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are supporting the Church of Satan cult that does this type of satanic ritual abuse of children. Now you understand why Ted Gunderson, who was intimately involved supposedly in exposing this stuff, was married to the Church of Satan heiress Diana Rively. Also links Gunderson, he has his own links to Michael Aquino from MK Ultra directorship for the United States military, creating the Church of Satan Temple of Set that engages this child trafficking. Now you also understand the Franklin double cover-up. The cover-up was there for sure, but this COINTELPRO operation covered it up. And we're looking at a bunch of pedophiles, insane lunatics, that can only be explained because their neurology is switched. They get pleasure where you and I get pain, and they get pain where you and I get pleasure. That is the definitive scientific determination of the best FBI behavioral science experts in this country. Now you can understand it all. That's why I am and Sherry Cain is doing what we're doing. We're going to go up against constantly, if we need to, battle these people with the hard, cold facts, and we're going to expose them as necessary so that we, the people, can be freed from this scourge of deception and satanic manipulation.
Yeah, well, that's why I like to have I'm just going to give myself a little plug here. That's why I like to have the fabulous and notorious Horrocane on my show every Friday, second hour, which I believe will be about 6 till 7 p.m. Central, exposing the COINTELPRO bro and getting ourselves a little bit of a happy time with the 528 love frequency. And incidentally, in a couple of weeks' time, maybe even 2 or 3 weeks' time, we'll also be joined for the first hours on Fridays by Stuart and Janet Swerdlow. Probably the Len and Sherry, you're probably either the second or first, or maybe they are, or whatever. Discriminated couples on.
I gotta tell you something. Well, we were at the conspiracy conference. There were only two people there that liked us. They were sitting on the speaker panel with us. One was Sonia Smallstrom, who was on our left, and on our right was Stuart Swerdlow. And he is one of the few people that came up to us and said, "Hey, I'm right with you. I've been attacked, and I'm on your side, guys. Keep plugging away." And he believed in what we were doing. So it's interesting that you're going to have him on the show as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he seems to be a really sweet and bright guy, Vinny. So congratulations of having him on your show.
Yeah, we really like him.
Well, I just keep congratulating myself every week that I have you guys on my show.
But that's interesting, though. I mean, one of our few allies out there.
Well, I actually, Sherry, I have to differ with you. we have a ton of allies.
I'm saying I'm not talking about people that
just
are
at
not,
that particular conference
at that show. It's on the podium you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about on the podium, but I'm talking about people that are, you know, journalists and have voices out there. And
we still have tons and tons, and that's their problem. COINTELPRO, in attacking us, they make themselves look so stupid, and essentially they've lost the war. And what they're doing right now is called a containment operation. It's falling apart so badly. They've been heavily exposed, and now we, the people, have woken up to their ungodly activities, and all they're doing is running around claiming you're my whore, Sherry Kane. I mean, like the stupidest things that they can evade solid documented evidence exposing them. They trash it. And the people actually at this conspiracy conference all voted with their voices saying they didn't want to have a part of that stupidity.
Well, I think that's a grand result there, isn't it? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to put up with any stupidity anymore. I'm not going to tolerate it, all right? Look, I'm going to preach tolerance all the wee day, but I'm not going to tolerate stupidity any longer because I know the terrible stuff that it breeds. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the result of which...
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final segment of the final day of the final week of the first year of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And I'm quite happy to be spending it with my two very good friends, Lenny and Sherry, or Horrocane, as they're colloquially known in the South, with all the Jew haters and whatnot. No, I'm just joking. There's nobody who does that. And welcome back, guys. Well, I wanted to sort of close up with this, and it was interesting, the coincidence with Stuart Swerdlow there. And I don't know, for my part, I'm a very giving person, you know, like that's kind of what my show is really about, is about giving a platform to people, particularly those who are getting the most flack, because as the old Lancaster bomber pilot said, if you're copping the flack, you're over the target. And I find that I've always been that way, even since a young kid. I've always, you know, tried to befriend and help out the people who are in the most damaged situations. And but in the process, I've wound up being taken advantage of an awful lot. And it just seems to me that in the truth movement, it's the same thing that I'm going through in life. It's just a far bigger checkers board, because you're dealing with personalities that have a lot of connection, and things can blow out of proportion if the wrong sort of things are said. You know, it's a lot more of a delicate process from where I'm sitting here in my little studio in New Zealand, and it's difficult for me to contemplate just how difficult it is to say be in your guys' position, where you're basically attacked and demonized for all intents and purposes more than anybody else in the movement.
Yeah, I know. It's been a really rough road for us. You know, we've been the hardest part is, you know, having people that we care about and that trying to tell them, like, hey, what you're hearing about us that's negative out there is not true. Do your own research. And, you know, getting them to actually do the research, because anybody with half a brain who does the research and can put two and two together can see really what's going on. It's the problem is that people don't really want to take the time to do that. They just rather accept what's at face value for them and say, okay, well, this is what I see right off the bat, and go with that. There's no sense of discernment. And so that's what we're praying for, that people really will have the discernment to see the truth and to really know that these people, you know, we're not alone in this. They've been doing this to other people. They've attacked Jane Burgermeister.
That's what I was just going to say. There's now a half a dozen people who have contacted us that have had the same experience exactly that we've been having with Truot and company. Literally, you know, starting with Jane Burgermeister, who did a wonderful job advancing the Baxter tainted vaccinations with the H1N1 swine flu false flag event in 2009, where it was Jane who discovered the documentation of them mailing H5N1 contaminated H1N1 flu vaccines that was general standard flu vaccines contaminated with H5N1, which was a hideously deadly agent. And that was sent to Baxter, that has a hideous history of spreading AIDS around the world. And they've been through court and actually had an out-of-court settlement admitting to that fact. And then she was targeted by the same COINTELPRO operatives, totally lied about her. At the forefront of that lying and attack was Truot. He had claimed that Jane had not filed a litigation in the United States, as she alleged. She later proved that she had. And, he crawled away, but still on the internet, you see the attack against her. And she's never fully recovered by their COINTELPRO attacks. And this is the same thing that we're experiencing, that a number of other people, you have from Barbara Hartwell, you have currently Jenny Hatch in Denver's being similarly abused. Janet Phelan was similarly abused when she tried to expose Gunderson's involvement in the child trafficking arena. So this is an ongoing process that they have already worked out. They, for example, when we were at ConspiracyCon last week or 2 weeks ago now, there was four or five agents of theirs sitting in the back of the room that had already discussed ahead of time that when Anthony Hilder said anything, they would all start applauding in support of Hilder and Gunderson. And so it was obvious that they were involved in a group effort to attack our credibility. And this is what is part and parcel of the COINTELPRO operations that we the people need to understand occurs, and that we can't have the truth tellers be character assassinated like this. We've got to literally tune out, like Sherry says, to the propaganda and tune into the real solid research, and then most importantly, develop a discernment within our own hearts that we can look at somebody in their eyes and know whether they're telling the truth or not. And that's hard for you, Vinny. It's hard for me, too. I'm like you. I'm just so trusting, and I've gotten a lot of abuse because I've given my support to people who were not trustworthy.
You know what the interesting thing is, Len? Now we've solved that problem because we're both really trusting and we really trust each other. So that's sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good.
Yeah. It feels kind of relaxing, you know. And that's what the world's supposed to be about, ladies and gentlemen, being able to trust the person sitting next to you, okay? You don't want to have to worry about, you know, coming back from the bathroom to find that your wallet's been stolen.
Yeah.
All right? Or coming back from a weekend away to find out that your flatmates had divided up all of your possessions in your room, as happened to me in Dunedin once. That's the kind of thing that happens when you can't trust the people around you, ladies and gentlemen. And quite frankly, because I repeat this all the time, but it needs to be repeated again. There's 6+ billion people on this planet. If you're hanging around with people who aren't helping you grow, develop, be happy and healthy, and people who tell you things that you don't already know, people who educate you, people that help you expand in every conceivable way possible, find somebody else that does. Because you are wasting your time and your personal human potential to do otherwise.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're looking for a team of people to partner with, too, that can focus on it with faith and trust in the relationships, focus on making a huge difference on the planet, advancing the 528 technologies and all the products. I mean, telling you, think about it. If we have been telling you the truth out there, folks, that 528 is such a powerful healing frequency, we know certainly that love is the universal healer, and we know certainly that 528, sound and light is at the center of the electromagnetic color spectrums and apparently the sound spectrum as well. We have the mathematics to prove it, and so advancing the technology to set humanity free is the opportunity. We have this opportunity now to advance 528 records, 528 fashions, 528 jewelry, 528 architecture, everything that resonates in harmony with chlorophyll, the green grass, and the botanical world is celebrating the central harmonic of the sun is 528. And that's what we're breathing. I mentioned that earlier. When chlorophyll takes in sunlight and produces oxygen from carbon dioxide, the energy that's going into the ha, the breath, the prana of life. The Bible says that the life is in the blood. Look what carries the life. It's the molecule of hemoglobin, which is virtually identical to the sacred geometry of chlorophyll, and the molecule of oxygen that's carried by the hemoglobin and chlorophyll produced is resonating in harmony with the sun in fundamentally 528 hertz frequency. So this concept now that you can have medicinal music as well as wear clothing or have vibrating technologies in your environment, that's not simply great for health and healing. It is also what Tesla technology is fundamentally about, tapping into the natural resonance energies of the universe by which we could eliminate the energy cartel virtually completely and have optimal sustainability for our planet. Mm. Now you know why they're targeting us. They don't want this out there.
Well, you know, if it's your job to make problems so that you can continue to have a job, it's obviously then also your job to eliminate the people who propose solutions, isn't it? And that's why it really sucks to be a problem solver, because there's a hell of a lot of problems to solve.
Yeah, you're right.
And then all these people trying to stop you from solving the problems.
And they create those problems. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So and they become part of the problem, and the problem becomes this transformer problem, and it comes up and it's a mega mega death problem.
That's a great definition of Babylon.
They need a Morrow Cane to come through
Absolutely.
That's exactly
piercing,
what we are.
Piercing through the heart of the giant Horror Cane Transformer. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Radio. And we'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen, with our 1 year anniversary show. Thank you very much for tuning in.
By Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.